You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Patra, and I'm the host of the Hoopball DFS Today podcast. Come join us as we go game by game, breaking down our top plays, fades, values, pivots, and talk overall strategy for both tournaments and cash games. And the best part? We're doing this 7 days a week. So come check us out. That's Hoopball DFS Today. And you can follow me on Twitter at Mike Apatria for any updates, listener contests, and DFS information.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Tuesday, August 25th. I am Ira Silver. I have a special guest on the show today, a reoccurring one that we haven't had in a while, and that is my main man, Ramblin' Russ. Russ, what's up, buddy? How are you?
It's great to be back with you today, Ira. It's hard to believe we're almost at September. We're almost into the NFL football season. I'm sure we'll do a preview show on that at some point. But I am happy to be back with you, my friend, and hope you're doing well, Ira.
Yeah, doing well. I'm glad that you're back on the show. Before we jump into some breakdowns and some picks for today, just want to remind everybody that this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. Got to go try their new and improved lawnmower 3.0 with their water-resistant technology, which allows you to groom in the shower because, hey, where else are we going to do it? Go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping. All right, Russ, let's jump into some basketball. We got the Utah Jazz against the Denver Nuggets today. First game up on the board, 3:30 start. Here on the West Coast, I am on the West Coast still. We got the Nuggets getting 2.5 points, the Jazz laying 2.5. Over under is 220, both sides minus 110. Russ, before I jump into my side of the story here, any thoughts on this game for you?
Yeah, I really, 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 really love the Utah Jazz today. And here's the reason. I mean, Denver was lucky. The last game they played, I believe the guy hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to get the cover. I was so pissed. But I love the Jazz today. I think they're going to close them out.
Yeah, and this is where we differ in opinion. I think that the Denver Nuggets is the play here. I think they're going to come out firing. They're going to come out strong. I'm gonna look for a live in-game opportunity once the Utah Jazz maybe go up by 7, 8, 9 points. Take the Nuggets on a comeback here at, you know, +5, +6. That's kind of the number I want to get with the Nuggets here. That's what I feel comfortable with. And like we discussed yesterday on the podcast yesterday, pre-flop NBA is pretty difficult. So I'm going to go ahead and wait for live game better number, and hopefully I get it. But, yeah, I do like the Nuggets side here today in this one. I also like maybe a first half over. I believe the over under was 109. I do like the over in the first half. These teams have been playing at a pretty high pace and a high level, and not too much defense going on in those two teams. So, yeah, I really like those two sides there. Russ, we got another fun one here. Just got word Kristaps Porzingis is ruled out for the evening game here on the East Coast. We got the Dallas Mavericks against the Los Angeles Clippers. Clippers laying 8 points, over under 235 in this one. What do you got to say about this one, Russ?
The LA Clippers are the selection. I liked them before Porzingis was out. Now that Porzingis is out, that's a big blow for Dallas. I like the Clippers.
You like the Clippers laying the 8?
I'll lay the 8, yeah. I lay the 8.
All right. I'm not that confident
in it, but you know, I like Utah more, but I would go with both chalks today. And I'll tell you one trend, and we haven't been on for a while, but I'm going to give you the trend going forward in the NBA playoffs. If a team gets up 2-0, right, or 3-0, or 1-0 even, and they dominate the game, guess what? There's no going to the other guy's court now to get their momentum back with their home crowd. So I think there is no home court advantage, but at the same time, you'd think that might favor the underdog, but actually it favors the better team because the underdogs feed off the emotion at home. And usually when they're down 2-0 and come back home, they might steal a game or two, but not anymore. So the better team's going to win the NBA championship this year, in my opinion, obviously. And in today's games, I do think Utah's the better team. They've proven that, and I think that the Clippers will win as well.
Okay, great. Well, I'm on the other side in this game as well. I do like the Dallas Mavericks, even without Kristaps Porzingis. Keep an eye. I did see that Dorian Finney-Smith is questionable for this one. I do think the Dallas Mavericks get it together here today and take a lead in the series. I also think that there's a lot of problems on the LA Clippers bench. It just doesn't seem like they're playing with the same firepower that they are used to or we're accustomed to. So keep an eye for that. But, yeah, it's another opportunity here for me to just kind of wait, let the Clippers go up a little bit, maybe take the Dallas Mavericks plus 10, plus 11, plus 12, something like that. But, yeah, that's kind of the side I like and that I'm leaning towards, and that's what I'm looking to bet live in-game. So, Russ, I know we got some baseball picks for you today, and let's break down a couple games here. We got the Philadelphia Phillies against the Washington Nationals. We got Arrieta for the Phillies. And then we got Fetty for the Nationals. Nationals plus 115, Philadelphia minus 135, over under 10.5, shaded to the over minus 120. Any thoughts for you on this one?
I love the over. I think there are going to be some runs scored in that game, so I would take the over.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind the over here. Not a play for me specifically, but yeah, I don't disagree with what you're saying here. I do like the Phillies here at minus 135. As you all know, I'm not very high on the Nationals this year, and I'm just looking to fade them in decent spots. I like Arrieta on the mound for the Phillies. Phillies have enough firepower to get some runs across the plate. So I'm looking for the Phillies here at minus 135 today. Next game on the board that I want to talk about is the Baltimore Orioles against the Tampa Bay Rays. We got Glasnow for the Rays and Malone the lefty for the Orioles. Rays at minus 225, Orioles plus 185, over under 7.5. Any thoughts on this one for you?
Yeah, I would take the underdog in this spot. I would take the underdog. I think Tampa Bay's been playing really well, over their heads a little bit. Baltimore's been a scrappy dog all year. They may pull off the upset today.
And yeah, I'm on board with that. If I had to play one side or the other, I would go ahead and back the dog here plus 185. I also kind of lean slightly over 7.5. 7.5 is such a low total. Orioles can put some runs across. The Rays can do as well. So we'll just have to see how it goes. But I think I'm leaning over 7.5 here. Another interesting game to me here, Russ, is the Minnesota Twins against Cleveland Indians. Got a really, really great pitching matchup here. Great two teams here. You got Hill on the mound, the lefty for the Twins, with Bieber on the mound for the Indians, the righty. Bieber and the Indians are minus 175 favorites. Minnesota plus 145, over under 7.5, shaded to the over minus 115. Any thoughts for you here on this one?
Yeah, I like Minnesota as a live dog here. They're hot. They're playing good baseball. They're in first place. I got them at plus 165. That line's come down quite a bit.
Even though you have Bieber on the mound here, you do have a capable lefty with Hill on the mound for the Twins. Twins can definitely hit some bombs. We know that. I like the Twins here, plus 145, plus 150, and the over 7.5, shaded to the over, minus 115. Next game on the board, we'll talk about your Chicago Cubbies. Chatwood on the mound for the Cubbies and Turnbull on the mound for the Tigers. Cubs minus 125, Tigers plus 105 on the other side. Over under 9.5, shaded to the under, minus 115. What do you got to say about this one, Russ?
I'll tell you, they're not my Cubbies, but they were my Cubbies early in the season, as you know. But lately, I've been jumping on the yesterday, I loved the over in that game, and I was happy when the hit over by the seventh or eighth inning there. I got the over came in for me last night. I would stay away from this one. No opinion either way, no lean, no nothing. I would just stay away.
Okay, no problem. No problem at all. And another interesting one I want to talk about here is we got the Chicago White Sox and Giolito on the mound against Brault and the Pirates. Pirates are a $2 underdog here with the Chicago White Sox, a whopping minus 255, over under 9, shaded to the under, minus 120. I do kind of like the over 9 here at even money. I don't know if you have an opinion on this game or not, but that's kind of where I'm leaning right now.
This is my underdog lock of the night. I like the Pittsburgh Pirates plus 210. I got them at 210 early. Plus 210, the Pirates have won three straight. They're playing good baseball. I know Giolito's pretty good. But the White Sox, again, I think they're going to come down to earth. I like the Pirates tonight, plus the 200, as my underdog play of the day, folks.
Pittsburgh. Nice. Interesting. There's a couple other games here that are really standing out to me. We got the Reds against the...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brewers, we got Castillo on the mound for the Reds and Woodruff on the mound for the Brewers, both minus 110 to both sides, over under 8. Shaded to the under, minus 120. And I kind of like the Reds here. They kind of disappointed yesterday on the mound. Bauer, I believe, was on the mound yesterday for the Reds, and he just did not really have it all. Gave up four runs early. I do kind of like the Reds here in this spot at minus 110. Do you have anything to say about this one?
I was happy when Bauer threw his eighth strikeout yesterday because that was a prop bet I put in. I heard a local radio station. They were giving out picks of the day now every day in New York on a local station. And one of their prop picks was take the over 7.5 strikeouts with Bauer. And I was all over that. Obviously the Reds let me down. So I'm on the other side in this game. I like the Brewers.
All right. Well, we'll have to see where it shakes out, but I like the Reds today at minus 110. Another interesting dog here is the Kansas City Royals, Matt Harvey, against the St. Louis Cardinals and Wainwright. We all know Wainwright is a fantastic pitcher. Royals plus 175, Cardinals minus 210. I think there's a decent shot here with the Royals. They can hit the baseball. Matt Harvey can have stuff at times. He has struggled over the last couple of years. As you know, I believe he is a former New York Mets. Royals here at plus 175, it's kind of a little juicy for me, and I kind of like just taking a shot here. Maybe not a full unit on this game, maybe a half a unit, but kind of piquing my interest here. Any thoughts for you on this one?
This is a five-star play from Ramblin' Russ, my favorite lock of the day, the Cardinals. So we're disagreeing, which is not unusual, I guess, but I love the Cardinals today. So the Cardinals and the Pirates are your two baseball plays, one dog, one favorite.
You love the chalk. You love the 200, the minus 200 chalk.
I'm going to take them on the run line, -1.5, -110. But I do like the Pirates. I know I gave that to you earlier as a dog. We'll see what happens tonight. But, you know, I'm trying to earn my credibility back so I can get back on the show for my real sport, which is the NFL.
Don't worry, Ramblin'. You'll be back. Another interesting one here is the Colorado Rockies and Marquez against Young and the Diamondbacks, both minus 110. I'm a Rockies believer. I took them live last night when the game was tied 2-2. and came out with the victory there. I do like the Rockies today as well. I do know that Marquez's splits are a little worse on the road. However, I do think the Rockies' bats are pretty good. Diamondbacks are rolling out a lefty again, just because the Rockies do struggle a little bit more against left-handed pitchers. But I'm going to take my shot with the better team here, with the Rockies and their better batting lineup. I also would slightly lean to over 9.5, but yeah, not a real play here for me. But yeah, Rockies -110 for me here. Any thoughts for you?
Slightly to the Rockies for me too. Arizona's not playing well. They're a very streaky team. They won a lot in a row. Now they're losing a lot in a row. So I would say stay with the trend with that team against fade Arizona right now. Take the Colorado Rockies.
Okay, last game up on the board here, we got the Los Angeles Dodgers and whirling out the lefty in Urias against Cueto and the Giants. Giants +180, Dodgers -220. The Giants do kind of have the Dodgers number this season. They can't come up with victories here. And we got Cueto on the mound, who's a pretty capable pitcher. Urias is a good pitcher as well. But at -220, I'm not looking to back the Dodgers here. I might kind of take a shot with the Giants in a maybe a little pizza parlay. But really, no other opinion on that. Any thoughts for you?
I think you're spot on in your analysis there, Mr. Ira. I think the Giants are definitely a live dog. They're playing great baseball right now. So are the Dodgers, by the way. I would stay away from the game, but I have a slight lean for the underdog, and I would also probably say under. I think you got pretty good pitching there. But, again, I don't like over-unders that much, but I think the Giants are should be respected here. And +190 or +185 is nuts. I mean, that's nuts. That's the line is way too high. So you're getting a good value with the Giants.
Yeah, and another game here is the Yankees and Garrett Cole against Anderson and the Braves. Braves +175, Yankees -210, over under 9, shades the under -115. I kind of have a slight lean to the Braves here. I do kind of like some underdogs today. I think some dogs will be barking in the MLB today. Yankees, you know, have some injury problems here as of late. Do you have any opinion on this one?
And again, Ira, you are spot on, man. You've been following the game. You've been following the game.
It is my job, so hopefully I know a little bit about what I'm talking about.
Yeah, again, no respect, a little bit disrespectful, +175. But the reason why the Yankees are a big favorite today, obviously Cole has been spot on for them so far this year, and I wouldn't bet against the Yankees. I wouldn't touch that game. But I'd watch that game because if the Yankees lose – if the Yankees win the first game and they have a pitching edge, the Braves in the second game, you may come back with the Braves in game two in this seven-inning deal.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's just a thought.
One more game here I've seen on the board. Boston Red Sox against Toronto Blue Jays. Blue Jays -135, Boston +115, over under 11.5, -110 to both sides here. I do like the Blue Jays here, -135. Slight lean to the over, but it's a big number. Both these teams can hit the ball, but their pitching, not so great. I do lean Blue Jays here. Any thoughts for you?
I agree. I would take the over in the game.
All right, cool. Now let's move on to what I know the best, and that is NHL. Let's melt some ice tonight. Went 4-0 last night in the hockey round two of the NHL playoffs. We got the Boston Bruins against Tampa Bay Lightning. Boston is -115, over under 5.5. Even money to the over. Under 5.5 is -120. I know the sharp side is probably the Tampa Bay Lightning here, and this is something that I've been struggling with. I really, really want to make a case for the Lightning here tonight, but I just can't. Based on my eye test, I got to go Boston Bruins here. Let's lock in Boston Bruins -115. But, probably the sharper side, like the sharp bettors are probably going to be betting the Lightning. But I just don't see it. I just don't see it. I want to make a case for them, like I said. I just can't do it. I'm going to roll with the Bruins here, -115. And Russ, we got one more game on the board tonight, and that is the Vancouver Canucks against the Vegas Golden Knights. Golden Knights -220. Canucks +180 on the comeback. Over under 5.5, shaded to the over at -125. I do like the over 5.5 goals here in this one. This is a slight lean. And obviously Vegas by a million. But, if I'm going to play it, I'm going to play Vegas Golden Knights on the puck line -1.5. But, stay tuned for my Twitter feed and my posting because I might have to make a case for the Canucks to win this game a little later on. I'm going to do a little bit more deep diving in this one. But right now, my mind, my gut, my heart all says the Knights. I do have a futures ticket on them to win the Cup. But, you know, their offense has just been rolling. They're just really hitting on all cylinders right now. Their goaltending has been fantastic. And Robin Lehner for the Golden Knights is just a freaking stud. I don't think that Markstrom is that great for the Canucks. He has had some good games as of late, but I'm not too sold on Markstrom as a goalie for the Canucks. So I probably won't make a case for the Canucks here, so I probably will play the Vegas Golden Knights -1.5 on the puck line at +115. And that's all we got for today. Russ, it's been a little bit of a short card here, both NHL, NBA, and a little bit of MLB action. Where can they find you? We can find you on Twitter at Russ Rambling, correct?
That is correct.
Russ Rambling, you heard it here first. He's got two plays today. That's the Pittsburgh Pirates as your dog of the day and the St. Louis Cardinals as your favorite of the day. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Rambling at Russ Rambling at Iris Silver Magic. We are a HoopBall presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. We're at HoopBall Gaming as well on Twitter. Go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code HoopBall20, get 20% off and free shipping, and make sure you go check out mybookie.ag. Go sign up, get 100% match on your first deposit and a free $10 MLB futures waiver wager. We will see you next time, guys. Let's go make some money.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.